Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's always such a joy to sit down with the Word of God and to know that God wants to speak to us, that He'll speak to each of us individually as we study His Word. He's given the Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit, to be our true teacher. And even though He uses the voices of the people to share these things sometime, it's truly He that is our teacher. And so we always go to Him in prayer as we begin these studies. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we bless You. We give You thanks again for just who You are and what You've done for us. Lord, You're our Creator God, and nobody knows better for our lives than You. That's why we sit with Your Word today, Lord, expecting that You'll keep Your promise to send Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to give us the power to live according to that truth, so that our lives will be pleasing to You. That's our desire today, Lord. We just want to please You and enjoy our time with You. Bless us today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Jewish Believers Contend with Peter. It's taken from the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 2. The physician Luke wrote how the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. In chapter 11 and verse 2 of the book of Acts, Luke shared, "When Peter was come to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him." Where we read, "And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him." The verse begins, "And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem." Luke began with the words, "And when Peter," which means, "and at the time and moment," Peter, whose name means a little rock or stone, was one of Jesus' disciples, "was come up to Jerusalem," or ascended and came forth to Jerusalem, whose name means "set you double peace," and is the capital of Palestine. Luke referred to the time Peter ascended or returned to Jerusalem. The verse goes on to say, "They that were of the circumcision contended with him." Luke continued with the words, "that they that were of the circumcision," which means that the Jewish believers in Jesus contended with him, or determined to give judgment and decide a dispute with Peter. Luke shared how the Jewish believers, which included the apostles of Jesus, disputed with Peter because they heard that the Gentiles received the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we consider Luke's words in this verse, we learn how the Jewish apostles and believers in Jesus located in Jerusalem called Peter forth to answer for how the Gentiles were receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Jews had nothing to do with the Gentiles, and Peter violated that rule. They wanted Peter to respond to their questions, and we shall see how he answers in our next few verses. For now, let us be mindful that just because people do not understand God's desire to save people everywhere does not mean He will limit His offering of salvation to mankind. God loves everyone, and regardless of where they are in the world, He wants a personal relationship with them through His Son Jesus. Anyone, anywhere, who surrenders their life to Him will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. Let all who read and hear these words hear and understand the intention of God is to save everyone. Next time, Luke shares how the Jewish believers told Peter, "You went in to men uncircumcised and did eat with them." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.